This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And there we go. Yes, the timer is ticking away. It is time for another edition of your 30 Minutes to Vitality every Wednesday right here live, 11:30 to 12, with Dr. Tim Turlop with Turlop Chiropractic. Offices in Spring Hill on Northcliff Boulevard, just a little east of U.S. 19. That's Turlop Chiropractic, the proud sponsor of your 30 Minutes to Vitality, which begins right now. Dr. Tim Turlop live in our studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And I'm just going to have to take a minute to warm up. My teeth are still chattering, so I can't talk at the moment.
Yeah, welcome to Florida.
So welcome to Florida. This keeps me, I'm going to move to South Florida, for gosh sakes.
Well, you know, it's about time winter actually hit us because it's been unusually warm.
It has been a little warm. It's kind of nice. It's refreshing.
It is.
It's a beautiful thing. And welcome to 30 Minutes to Vitality. And we say it every single week. We were imbued. We were endowed. We were gifted with the innate ability to express vitality. Mm. We just get interferences, and whether those interferences are things that we're getting that need to go, or we're not getting things that we need to add, with those two simple formula, and we get vitality.
Amen.
Kind of cool. And so this morning, I want to talk a little bit about something. A lot of people have heard of things about oxidation and free radicals, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff, and heard of antioxidants, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. And there's a whole class of antioxidants that we get from the phytochemicals that we get from plants. And people have heard of these funky things. And we're going to talk to one about one specific one, which is probably the king of the antioxidants, which fight free radicals. Now, free radicals, we're going to keep this simple. We're not going to get into biochemistry and try to make this a biochem class.
Okay.
Right? Because it can get heady and it can get goofy, quite
frankly.
I don't
have my textbooks.
Right,
thank
you. It just, and the words become just redonkulous. Mm. I mean, just goofy, right? So a free radical is actually a chemical substance in our body. It can be of many different types that actually, it actually has been damaged, and it's supposed to get, this happens naturally. It's supposed to happen. And it's actually, it runs around, and it's like a pinball. And you know, like anybody who's played a pinball, and the ball goes up and it bounces around and it hits the little middle circle and it goes bing and it shoots it off to the other and it touches on stuff and it shoots across to other things. And that's what a free radical does. Mm. It's looking for electrons. It's had damage and it's missing some electrons and it's going, hey, you, I need an electron. So it touches on the middle thing and it steals an electron. And when it steals electrons from other cells, it creates damage. And that's why it's radical, man. It's a free radical, right? So it actually bounces around and it sucks these electrons off these other cells and it damages them, right? Bingo. And that's what creates that damage. That's what free radicals do. Now, when it comes to aging, there's still a current strong level of thought that actually talks about free radical damage, and we get excess free radicals and not enough good stuff in our bodies to balance that out, which is what we're supposed to have. It's like light and dark, yin and yang, boy and girl, and it's all supposed to be there, right? They're supposed to be there, but we have these mechanisms to fight it. And again, because of lifestyle, because of our diets, because of other stuff, we may not have enough of these antioxidants to combat the damage that free radicals create in the body, and we get other diseases and other things happen inside of us. Well, there's one specific antioxidant which is probably the most potent antioxidant that exists. You know, people will go, oh, I take vitamin C every day because vitamin C is a really powerful antioxidant. Oh, I take vitamin E because it helps with this antioxidant thing with the free radical damage. And that's why I use it for that. And those are true and that's real. But this is one that actually comes from an algae. And it's in the animal kingdom, it's in plant life, it's all over the place, and we'll get into it, where it comes from. But it's a weird name, I will use one weird name, right? And it's astaxanthin, right? A-S-T-A, asta, and then xanthin, I almost said Z. X-A-N-T-H-I-N, xanthin, X makes the Z sound, right? So it's asta, A-S-T-A. X-A, and then xanthin. Okay. Xanthin, X-A, then thin, right? Astaxanthin, right? And astaxanthin, while it's hard to say, it's, think of it as just a deeply pink colored substance, right? And it comes from these, this microalgae, and it starts in the really low end in our food chain, right? In water. And when it actually goes into survival mode and its nutrients get low and sun damage happens and blah, 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 it creates this substance, this particular algae, it creates this astaxanthin. Then it gets eaten by other things. So did anybody ever wonder, why does Alaskan salmon, which is supposed to be so nicely healthy for us, where does it get this beautiful pink color? Well, it gets it from astaxanthin, from this algae, because it, it eats the algae. It also eats shrimp. Where does shrimp get this pink color? It gets it from that. Where do the birds that eat shrimp, right? When you think of flamingos, why are flamingos pink? Because they eat the shrimp, which are pink, which get it from the astaxanthin, which, right? Crabs, why are they pink? Astaxanthin, right? This, people have heard of using krill oil, right? As it, why is krill oil and why is krill itself pink? Astaxanthin.
Wow.
Right? And astaxanthin is a substance that's super, super potent as an antioxidant, right? So unlike, just to throw it out there, just to put it in perspective how powerful it can be, people say, well, I use vitamin E, right? Well, astaxanthin is like typically 550 to 600 times more potent as an antioxidant than vitamin E is. Right, vitamin C. Duh, how would you like to hear 6,000 times more potent as an antioxidant than vitamin C? Right, it is, because it, it, those typically have one or two electrons that when a free radical, you know, is doing its pinball bounce and it taps onto that other little springy thing in the middle and it hits it, vitamin C might only have one electron that it can give to that free radical. So it says, I want a free radical. And vitamin C says, okay, I've got one extra. Here you go. So it, it balances it out and stops it from doing the damage. But then vitamin C gets broken down and it's done.
Right.
Right. Astaxanthin, on the other hand, has different research shows different numbers, but up to 19 different electrons to donate. So it can actually have a cloud of free electrons. So it can actually not only give it to one, but it can actually handle like 6, 8, 10 of the pinballs hitting it at the same time and neutralize them and negate the damage that those free radicals are causing in our bodies.
Wow.
Right. Kind of cool, right?
It is.
Right. So it's really potent at being able to do it. It creates this cloud and there's all this weird biochemical, this, who cares? It's interesting, but it's really irrelevant. All this, because what it does is it brings that up. Now, when we have that, so if we get into excessive sunlight, does sunlight create free radical damage in the skin?
Yeah.
It absolutely does. Yeah. Right. But if you're taking astaxanthin at a given level, and we'll talk about levels, et cetera, in a moment. But if we're taking that, can it actually negate UVB damage in the skin cells?
Well, I assume so.
Absolutely can.
Good.
Wow. Really? Not only does it do that in the skin, but research has shown that astaxanthin can make the skin more hydrated, can actually reduce and eliminate small wrinkles. Seriously, right? As well as UV damage, right? Which then actually will reduce the risk of skin cancer. Right. So think of using astaxanthin if you're using it as a skin for Floridians. Wow, what a great thing to have, because it's an internal sunscreen, right? Rather than applying it on the outside, you're applying it from the inside with astaxanthin. Right. And for ladies who want to actually protect their skin and actually have it be more hydrated and fewer wrinkles, healthier glow, astaxanthin, beautiful, beautiful thing. Because astaxanthin will, even if you're taking it at certain quantities, will even give a little bit of the increase, the pink tinge to a Caucasian person's skin. And so you actually will respond to the sun better. You'll actually tan better and you'll actually have a little pigmentation, a little bit darker pigmentation to your skin. If you're doing it, and if you take too much of the stuff, you'll actually get a red tinge. You'll look like a flamingo, for God's sake, right? Or a lobster, right? Without the sunburn that made you feel like a lobster, right? But it actually protects it on the inside. Now, what's really cool with astaxanthin too is most of those phytochemicals, we've heard things like lutein, people might have heard of, beta carotene, they might have heard of, zeaxanthin, canthaxanthin. I mean, there's a million of these different substances, right? They're carotenoids. They fall under the carotenoid umbrella that we get from plants.
Yeah.
Okay. And those are all antioxidant chemicals that do all people might go, oh, lutein, that's the one that actually helps from tomatoes. Yeah. It helps prevent prostate cancer, right? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're really cool. But actually, each one of those can affect cells and protect. Most of them either are fat soluble
mm-hmm.
or water soluble,
mm-hmm.
right? So they're fat. Certain ones that are fat soluble will protect a fatty substance in our body, right? Phospholipids in certain cell membranes. Some of them are water soluble. Not so with astaxanthin. Mm. It's unique from all of them in that it will actually be protective for both water and fat soluble substances. So it doesn't differentiate. It doesn't care.
Wow.
Right? It'll actually help protect free radical damage in all of our tissues.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is unique. So not only is it the most powerful of all of them, it actually will protect all tissues because it doesn't differentiate between water solubility and fat solubility.
Right.
How cool is that?
Too cool.
I love that. Too cool. It is, right? Right? As one of my best friends says, he says, coolio,
mm-hmm.
right? Right? So it is quite coolio. The other unique thing with this, unlike almost every other substance, is that astaxanthin will then cross. We have this protective barrier, and not going to get into what it is and how it works, called the blood-brain barrier, right? And it actually keeps yucky stuff. We're going to keep this technical. Yucky stuff, right? From actually crossing this barrier through the blood vessels and getting into the brain,
uh-huh.
right? It's designed to protect the brain from bad stuff. Well, astaxanthin uniquely can cross the blood-brain barrier, right? Meaning it will actually cross the blood-brain barrier and be able to get into our neural tissue, right? And actually protect nerve cells against free radical damage. Cool.
Yeah.
It also causes, it's an extension of it. We actually have the retina of the eye
mm-hmm.
is, I won't get it again, the anatomy and how it works, but it's actually, think of it as contiguous to the brain. And there's actually a blood retinal barrier because it is actually, I mean, the retina is like one gigantic nerve ending, right?
Right.
And so it actually has also the same similar type of blood brain barrier, but they call it the blood retinal barrier, mm-hmm. right? This will cross that as well. So one of the things that we know, we have age-related macular degeneration, yeah. ARMD, mm-hmm. right, which is the number one cause of blindness in adults.
Mm-hmm.
So wait a minute. So we know that about 85% of ARMD is caused from our diets.
Wow.
Right? Wow.
Okay.
Crazy. Not yeah. enough vegetables and fruits and all that
right.
good stuff. Right? We know that that's where it comes from. That's why it actually is in adults as we hit, you know, 55, 60, 65, 70,
mm-hmm.
it takes years for that damage and the lack of those good substances to create that damage. Well, this actually will cross that. And we know that antioxidants, you'll have most ophthalmologists for somebody who's got macular degeneration,
mm-hmm.
will give them a supplement that has other antioxidants in it, whether it's vitamin C, vitamin E, blah, 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 to actually help retard the progression of the macular degeneration.
Okay.
It's used all the time by ophthalmologists to do that. So this substance actually crosses the barrier. Those others cannot cross the blood retinal barrier. So now all of a sudden I've got a substance that will cross that barrier and is hundreds, if not thousands of times more potent as an antioxidant than the others. Wow. So does it actually really significantly protect against cataracts? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. ARMD?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. How about even glaucoma? You bet.
Wow.
Right? So using astaxanthin can really help protect ocular health, eye health, right? So that we enjoy good vision for our lives, right? Which is great. And it's actually being shown to be pretty successful at improving people who haven't gotten to the blindness stage of ARMD, actually improving their ability to see. There's different types of parameters they look at in the research.
Right.
Again, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Just improves vision. Let's put it that way.
There you go.
Right. With and retarding the progression. Really cool. And it really works great. Now, how about so if it passes the blood-brain barrier
uh-huh.
and it gets into the brain tissues,
right?
And it's protecting from free radical damage. Can it help people with dementia?
Yeah.
Can it actually help possibly the decline of memory in other ways?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And research is showing that even in a 2-month period of time, we're actually showing significant increase in memory And the fancy thing is called psychomotor skills. Mm-hmm. And it's just like coordination that actually when you have certain tasks are asked to be able to do them and to be able to coordinate, right? It's significantly increasing because of the neural health that it creates in terms of being able to think, to remember, and to move.
Make you smarter.
Make you smarter. Yeah. Maybe I should take more.
Me too.
Yeah, right. Wait, if my wife is listening, she's shaking her head. Yes, I assure you. She's going, absolutely, I'm doubling that guy's dose. Right? So we want to make sure that we get that because, again, will it help? Because it protects from this free radical damage, which happens every day. And it does it in all the tissues. So we talk about inflammation all the time, mm-hmm. right? And how inflammation is one of the things that starts every form of disease.
Precursor, yeah.
Right? So does this help with inflammation?
Better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? Because one of the things that happens when you start getting damaged, the body responds to any problem, it begins inflammation to help to resolve that problem. Right? So when we start getting free radical damage and whatever it is, whether it's the inside lining of a blood vessel wall, mm-hmm. right? Or whatever, we get inflammation. So this has actually been demonstrated to improve cardiovascular health.
Wow.
Right? And decrease the risk for vascular disease.
Right?
So one study looked at people, and in a short period of time, they were only taking 12 milligrams of astaxanthin.
Okay.
And they followed them for just 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's a short little period of time.
That's per day.
Yeah, 12 milligrams per day for 8 weeks.
Okay.
And what they found at the end of that 8 week period of time is those people had a 20% reduction in a substance called CRP, C-reactive protein. It's a blood marker that we look at. It's kind of a general indicator of inflammation in the body mm-hmm. and is particularly correlative to cardiovascular health.
Mm.
Right? So you see that inflamed people go, oh my goodness, this guy's going to be at risk of heart disease. Right? And 20% reduction in general inflammation in the body at 12 milligrams over just 8 weeks. No other change in lifestyle, no other change in diet, no other change in exercise, no other change in sleep patterns, no more exposure to the sun. Just adding 12 milligrams over 8 weeks reduces CRP by 20%.
It's a short two months, folks.
A short two months, and it significantly changes that. So if it helps with that inflammation, could it even help with if you've got generalized muscle pain? Uh-huh. How about if you get like lateral epicondylitis? Mm-hmm. How about if I've got generalized arthritis? Mm-hmm. Right? It can help with all of those things. It's even been shown because of the way it affects inflammation and blood flow,
mm-hmm.
right, to significantly increase athletic performance.
So there goes your chance of heart attack, chance of stroke.
It significantly decreases it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I wish that there were a magic bullet and I could actually get on the air and went to and go, guess what? I've got it. It's the one elixir to life.
Yeah.
Here it is. Right, that would be the coolest thing mm-hmm. ever. Life doesn't work that way, right? I always joke about my relationship with my spouse,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I wish there were just one thing I had to say to her every single day that would make her the most happy, joyful woman on the planet. And if I just did it every single day, it would guarantee her happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And her happiness with me, by the way, right? Right? There isn't. It's always the fancy expression we use is multifactorial,
mm-hmm.
right? There's lots of things I have to do, right, to actually help uplift her in our relationship and our family and blah, blah. There's multiple things. There's not one bullet, nor is there in health. It just doesn't happen.
Right.
Right?
We can come awfully close.
And this is really, really dramatic at helping to facilitate our general and global health because we will get excess sun exposure. Do we get increased inflammation if we just lose 2 hours of sleep 4 nights in a row? We normally get 8, we only get 6, and we do it 4 nights in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Do your biomarkers for inflammation go up? They absolutely do, right? Does your ability to metabolize your blood sugar get changed? It does in just 4 days. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, there's some research that shows it will change it overnight if you only get like 3 to 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? So this will help to actually mitigate the free radical damage that happens. We mentioned blood sugar, right? So, wow, that was a good segue, almost like I meant to do it, right? But again, if we look at inflammation, again, there are studies that looked at 6, 8, 10, and 12 milligram doses with diabetics. And what we found, again, was the pancreatic cells, which is where we produce our insulin, mm-hmm. which is where we have problems with our diabetic friends, right? That we actually decrease the inflammatory presence and the abnormal metabolism of pancreatic cells in just 12 weeks.
Wow.
Right? to where actually insulin production is more normal. Resistance in the cells is diminished. Glucose levels are better stabilized. From 12 milligrams, that was the highest dose they ever used, right? But 12 milligrams. Cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Simple stuff to actually then to decrease the damage that happens on an ongoing basis with that free radical in the pancreas and to the cells, which then can change in the function of insulin secretion, et cetera, et cetera. Amazing, amazing stuff, right? And so simple to get. So where do you get this? The only thing I caution people when they get it is if you're going to supplement with astaxanthin, is make sure it's actually just a natural astaxanthin that comes from this microalgae. Don't worry about the full name of the, mm-hmm. Again, it's if you looked at the full name of the microalgae, I don't even think I could say it. I could spell it, but if I could say it properly, I'd slaughter it, right? Because it's huge.
Okay.
All you have to look for is from, and it'll say blah, 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 microalgae.
Okay.
Right? They also, some places will manufacture it, and it'll be petroleum-based, and it comes from all this synthetic stuff. It's not what you want. You're better off not taking it than not just getting the simple stuff that comes from the microalgae itself.
Okay.
Right? So there's some companies that will do the other, and they'll do the synthetic. Don't take it.
Okay.
Right? Make sure if you're going to use astaxanthin that it comes just from the microalgae itself. So it's simple, it's clean, it's pure, and it does the stuff that we say that it will do. Right? We mentioned several things with free radical damage, and we mentioned athletic performance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Even muscle strength. Right. Over time, as we get older, there's a fancy thing called sarcopenia.
Okay.
And that just simply means it's as we get older, our muscle fibers get smaller. Right. And they'll actually get just more diminished in size, which is why sometimes we'll think about the little old man. Right. Yeah. And right, his little stick arms. Right. Right. Where does biceps go?
Right.
Right. Well, that's sarcopenia. And again, it doesn't have to happen in any progressive huge state. But we also know that this will actually help to maintain the size and contractility and the ability, the power that happens when we actually contract a muscle is actually improved when we have up elevated levels of astaxanthin in the system.
And 12 milligrams per day, that's a borderline or is that for everyone?
No. And again, even I would actually say to people, well, that's a great question. Thank you.
Okay.
Right. 12 would be really the max.
Oh,
although,
okay.
My gosh, they haven't been able to find any side effects. Even at doses, please don't ever think about doing this. More is not better.
Right.
Right. But when we actually have it, when we go up to 500 milligrams, the only side effect we've been able to see those people was that they literally turned red.
Okay.
Their skin got a reddish hue to it.
Right.
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 Literally like the flamingo.
Right.
Right. There was no other systemic. We couldn't see any blood marker changes, nothing else altered. Okay. Right. But that brings up a good point too, because people will because of antioxidants will think, oh, great. So vitamin C was so great. So let me take, 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. Well, what we know is that when we get too many antioxidants in our system, they literally become these things they're called prooxidants. Again, which they become free radicals.
Wow.
So usually they're antioxidants right. that are against free radicals, right? But then they become actually just like a free radical. When you've got too high of a concentration, they can become prooxidative. We don't want that,
no.
Right? So more is not better,
okay?
Right? It's sort of like we talk about vitality. You're either getting too much, too little. There's a baby bear's porridge in there,
mm-hmm.
Right? But it doesn't matter what dose. Again, this is another cool feature of astaxanthin. You don't see that happen. It does not become pro-oxidative. It doesn't matter the dose, right? And 12, I wouldn't go higher than 12.
Okay.
For most people, 8 milligrams is more than adequate, right? 10 milligrams would be, I wouldn't even go to 12.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? 8 or 10, and okay. You can find them in 8 milligram and 10 milligram mm-hmm. tablets, so you don't have to take two of them or three of them.
Yeah.
What a pain in the rump.
Right.
Right? You just want to make sure that we're doing that in an 8 or 10 milligram tablet, and it will create so many good things. And the last note with that is just like with every other one, if you're taking it with a meal, and particularly if it's like with a salad, you have a nut-based dressing, or it's got a little bit of olive oil, where there are fats in the meal, you'll get significantly better absorption, as with all carotenoids, right? You'll get a significantly better absorption, so your body has a better chance to use it, to absorb mm-hmm. it, and mm-hmm. actually utilize it and incorporate it into its physiology.
Oh, very good.
And that's the story on astaxanthin. if you can say it.
Very important.
Astaxanthin.
Thank you.
You got it. You got it.
And a very important story it is, as always, from Dr. Tim Turlup, Turlup Chiropractic. Check him out online, drturlup.com, drterlep.com. Call his office today, 352-666-2222. Make your appointment with Turlup Chiropractic. In the meantime, we'll see you next Wednesday on your 30 Minutes to Vitality right here on 99.9 WXJB. Thank you, Doc.
See you then.